Stop it. Get some help.
All right, we're here at the Bully Pulpit Podcast, episode whatever number we're on.
This is our 500th episode.
500th episode. All right, let's hear some. Let's hear a round of applause for that. Oh, yeah. Cool.
Smoke weed every day.
All right.
We have a soundboard. We've been drinking since like 10 o'clock in the morning. We're drinking Natty. What are they?
Natter Days. We're drinking Natter Days. We started out with some off-brand Baileys, which is called the Ryan's. In honor of our co-host, Ryan.
Yeah, these Natter Day things are fucking terrible. I don't know what you college kids are doing. It's like drinking shitty Micard lemonades. You can't, like, power drink these things.
No.
You can't have, like, 12 of them. My face is burning. I've had so much sugar.
I mean, we already have, like, I don't know, like, 6, 7, 8?
Yeah, and I feel very sick. So.
Well, it is a Bulls podcast, so we're going to. All right. This is what the fuck having, a winning streak and, like, a hot streak and then, like, the last 2 days of Bulls basketball have gotten you. We're slap happy, drinking in the morning, playing with a soundboard. So, congratulations, Bulls. You did this to us.
Yeah. We got to get the Stacey King one going.
All right.
Will that show up on the...
No.
On the audio?
No.
All right, never mind. All right, what do we got for this week? So, the Bulls...
All right, the Bulls played the Pacers. They lost 105-96.
They got stomped.
No, they didn't. It was another nice game. The Bulls and Pacers are a really fun matchup this year. You've seen the Bulls kind of play some of their best basketball. They got off to a really slow start. They started off with 17 points in the first quarter, but then scored 25 and then 33 in the next two, and then kind of shit the bed there in the fourth. But
I actually watched this game. This was the for the Pacers. This was the fucking Bogdanovich game.
Is it Bogdan or Boyan?
I have no idea.
There's two of them in the league. They're not related apparently. And they both have, like, the same name minus one letter.
Another weird thing that happened in this game is that Miles Turner, he had, like, seven blocks. He had 5 blocks in the first half, and, like, on every single one,
they went to the Bulls, and the Bulls got, like, a tip in.
And he just got so fucking pissed at the end of the first half.
Dougie McDermott scored 4 points on us.
All right.
An efficient 1-for-2 shooting.
Fantastic.
2-for-2 from the stripe. He was a plus zero, minus zero.
Good for you.
Fucking killing it. Darren Collison scored. Darren Collison's another dude to watch.
He had a good game.
Yeah, he's another dude to watch out for if you're the Bulls. He's one of those point guards out there that can both distribute and shoot the three. He didn't do much of the distributing in that game. He only had 2 assists. But he was 7-for-10 and 3-for-5 from the three-point line. So Darren Collison is another dude. If you do want to stretch the floor at your point guard position, that's somebody we can watch out for. The Bulls that game, Lauri Markkanen had a pretty rough shooting night. He was 4-for-14, but he did pick up 13 boards. It was the Zach LaVine show most of the week, scoring 27 that game.
Jim Boylan is so ugly. Look how small his face is compared to the rest of his head. I think your wife was saying something about that.
Yeah, she was. I don't know. I got mixed feelings on Jim right now. I'm kind of down on him, but last week I was really up on him, so more to come on that. But Robin Lopez had a 20-9 game that game, so
it was a good loss. I mean, they played well.
Yeah. Wasn't a bad game at all. Then we went to Wednesday. Was a national television game that was supposed to be, and I didn't see anything of it, but it was supposed to be the GarPax protest game on national TV.
How'd that turn out for you?
I have no idea. Jimmy Butler looked like Leonardo the Ninja Turtle. He was wearing a ridiculous blue headband. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He was wearing like a blue ninja headband. He scored 22. points against the Bulls, but it was really the Zach LaVine show. He scored 39 points, 14 of 26 shooting. He went to the line. He was 9 of 13 from the free throw line, and then he's really actually been struggling from the free throw line lately. But he had five rebounds, four assists. Otto had 15. Markkanen had 11. Only 9 shots, though. So it still looks like he was kind of like sick earlier in the week. Chris Dunn had a weird game. 4 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. fucking ear rape there. But yeah, Robin Lopez, another 19-9 game. So Rolo's really been showing out. Like we said last week on the podcast, expect Robin Lopez to be back next season. You had a take on this earlier about Robin Lopez coming back next season.
Did I?
You did.
What did I say?
You said you think he should be the starter going forward, even when Wendell comes back next year.
Yeah, I think he should start for no other reason other than I just like him. I like the way he looks. He's aesthetically pleasing. I think he should start and play like 15 minutes a game. Do you like the Andrew Bogut thing?
That is a fucking ass take because the Warriors didn't have a good, promising young center at the time.
Yeah, but like the Bulls started fucking what's his dick? What the hell is that guy? And the bench mob teams where they started. See, I don't even remember his name. That's how fucking
Joakim
bad he was.
Noah?
No, I'm not talking about centers. The shooting guard.
What the fuck
guard.
Are you talking about? Oh, no. You're talking about Keith Bogans.
Keith Bogans. I was going to say Brogdon, but that's not right. Keith Bogans. Yeah, and that worked out for him, so why not?
Yeah, it worked out fine for him, but they didn't have, again, a 7th overall pick that we're really high on.
I think they should start Robin Lopez and bring back Keith Bogans. That's my take.
That's an ass take.
Moving on.
No, we're staying on this shit. Why do you think he should start over a promising young center?
I don't know. I mean, if you actually... I don't know. You don't, I mean, no. It doesn't matter. Robin's not going to be there in 4 years, and he is. So, I mean...
Yeah, but don't you want him give to him a little create bit of... continuity with the starting unit?
Nope.
Why?
Dude, don't take me seriously. My takes are fucking garbage.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just being a troll.
Thank you.
So then, was that the last game before today?
No, we played the Pistons one other time, remember? That was a thing that happened.
Yeah, they didn't win, did they?
No, we blew it. That's what happened. The game was...
Speaking of blew it, did you see the Bears?
The Bears.
What a terrible name for a kicker.
Yeah, so the Bulls were up 21 points at one point. We're up 18 at halftime. Then they basically just did not stagger their minutes, and the bench unit almost single-handedly like blew like 12 of those points. And then we just like never came back from their momentum. Blake Griffin was scoring pretty efficiently. And then Andre Drummond was just grabbing every rebound. He had, I think he had 25 rebounds, but let me check on that. He had 24 rebounds to go along with 20 points. So what'd you think of that game?
I did not see that game.
Reggie Jackson, the ugly troll, had 21 on us. The dude is fucking ugly.
Yeah, we were trolling the...
He's ugly. Kennard had 14 points. Looking like the next... I think he's the next J.J. Redick. As far as like guy you can like spam off of screens very consistently and efficiently. And a guy who will be like in the league until he's like 30 or 40. So watch out for Luke Kennard there. It'd be nice if the Bulls can like somehow grab him. Like if we can make it, but I think the Pistons are way too high on Luke Kennard to give up on him before somebody.
Where did
he
come from? Like what college did he go to?
I know this.
In the meantime.
Duke. Stop!
Well, we gotta fill the silence with something. While we figure out where Luke Kennard went to college. Duke?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Otto had 23 that game. He was 9 of 13 from the field. Lauri Markkanen, 7 of 16 with 18 points, 6 rebounds. And Zach LaVine had another 24-6-2 game there.
How many one-star reviews do you think we're going to get for just the ear rape
for you
shit?
Just blowing out the fucking microphone every second?
We have one-star review. Do you know that?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Whoever that is.
Fuck you.
Go fuck yourself, buddy.
Back to the Bulls.
It's probably Mike. Fucking asshole. He's getting trolled on Instagram by somebody right now.
Like a 45-year-old dude who likes ripsticks and Little League football.
I don't know. His Twitter's wild right now.
Yeah.
All right. So today's game gave me kind of this feeling. Why are we still here? It was, the Bulls, basically, it's like earlier in the season. You didn't have Zach today, so the Bulls just, they got behind by 10, and then that was kind of the game.
And then we watched a bunch of fucking G League amateur.
We watched Felicio.
Felicio is booty. What was it like?
I don't know. You can look it up. We watched Felicio. He's fun to watch because he's like, so he looks like a toddler, like a lanky toddler that just kind of runs around. He doesn't really know where he is or what he's doing. I'm not convinced that he understands how to play the game of basketball.
Felicio y Espolio.
Yeah, you gotta play
Felicio
it.
Is booty.
Felicio y Espolio.
That's in Portuguese. Yeah, I mean, he's fun to watch for the memes, but it's like, that whole time. I mean, so in this game, Otto Porter had 17. He only played 26 minutes. Lowry had 17. They almost had identical stat lines. They were Otto was 6 for 12. Lowry was 6 for 13. Both had 6 rebounds. The game was pretty much out of hand by the fourth quarter. I remember what you said. It was like, it was complete garbage time, and you looked at the clock, and you're like, we still have 7 minutes of this shit.
Yeah, we had the entire scrub lineup in at what, like 9 minutes left for the game.
Wayne Seldon is like the garbage time hero. He had 18. Remember a couple other games?
He had most of those in not garbage time though. He was ass in garbage time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Blankety had 9 points. Felicio had 8 points on 4-6 shooting with 7 rebounds.
And how many fumbled rebounds? Like, he probably could have had like 18 rebounds in that game.
He had a sick hook shot. He's been watching Robin Lopez too much. He's trying to like emulate his game.
He's trying to like get in with the. Speaking of which, are Archie Diacono and Robin Lopez on the same like footwork routine, like going to ballet together every Thursday night?
This is an actual take. I really think that Ryan Archie Diacono, you can look at his numbers, and he definitely was playing better in like the second month of the season, I think.
Yeah.
But to me, he's gotten so... I mean, we were like trashing him the first couple podcasts. I remember I said, I just want to see him do one thing that a basketball player does. Like get an assist or like shoot a three.
You know what he does?
He was a deer in headlights out there in the
beginning
of the season.
He gives you 110%.
Now, yeah, I mean, he's got that going for him. But he actually has like some moves to get to the basket. He's got like scoop shots and he's got good footwork and stuff. I don't know if he'll... Is he still under contract for next season?
Archie?
Yeah.
No, we have to... I mean, we have, like, a qualifying offer on him. So,
he might be a guy you bring back and just, you know...
What's the most you would bring him back for?
$4 million?
Yeah, I'd do that. What about $5 million?
I think there's better players out there that you can get for $5 million, but... I don't know. He was one of the bright spots, I thought, tonight or this morning. Chris Dunn, 22 minutes, 7 points, 3 of 7 shooting, 4 assists. I posted a poll at halftime on Twitter being like, who do you think the Bulls' point guard of the future is? Is it Chris Dunn? Is it Chris Dunn? Is it Zach LaVine? Is it a draft pick or is it a free agent?
This is going to be like the worst sounding podcast we've ever heard.
I know. It's going to be real irritating for most people. But so the early returns are most people want a draft pick, obviously, because they want the shiny new thing. But,
which brings us to a fan question from @CuffDad on Twitter. Do you feel like drafting a point guard will benefit us more than drafting a small forward like Reddish or the best available player and why?
Just get the best player.
Why do you say that?
Because
he said, and why?
You can build around it. I mean, if there's two players that are similarly, like if you think RJ Barrett and Cam Reddish and Ja Morant are all kind of around the same talent level, then take the point guard.
Yeah. But so here's my idea.
It all depends on what you how you scout.
Here's my idea. If you have
Jarrett Culver.
We'll talk about Jarrett Culver
today.
We
got a lot of Jarrett Culver takes coming up here.
So if you have the number one overall pick, obviously you draft talent. I mean, it's not a positional need.
Yeah, you draft Zion and you figure it out from there.
If you have two, you draft Ja Morant. If you have three and Ja Morant's there, you draft Ja Morant. If you have four, draft Ja Morant. That's the point guard. But other than that, like, I mean, if you have a choice between, like...
Garland has been dropping. So.
He's been dropping, but wait till Garland gets in the pre-draft workouts. I think he's going to shoot up as far as people's wants. That dude just signed with Clutch Sports, who is like the tampering king of the league. Something like Rich Paul, which is LeBron's agent. I don't like that at all. I just think it's weird seeing a rookie's already getting involved in this like collusion bullshit. You had like the whole Anthony Davis debacle, and then you had Ben Simmons wanting to work out with Magic Johnson. Ben Simmons is another Clutch Sport guy, and now LeBron is posing pictures with Darius Garland, like non-coincidentally, not like, hey, can you take a picture with me? Like, hey, this is my little bro. Like, I mean, it obviously seems like they're looking to gun for him in the draft. If not, they're like they would probably trade him in a package easily for Anthony Davis if they got him, but
yeah. So your take was that LaVine should be the point guard of the future, or at least give him a chance.
That's I think it all depends on who you draft and how the offseason works out. I think there's a lot of situations where he could end up. I think if you draft Zion, you go with Zach LaVine at the point guard. Because you still want Otto in there. Otto has been so big for the Bulls' development, and I think he would be big to have with both Wendell and Otto Porter Jr., Laurie Markkanen and Zion out there. So I think that's the lineup you want to roll with. It's a big lineup, but like it's almost too athletic to matter how big they are.
All right. So Jarrett Culver's kind of been a punchline for us. As like, oh my God, the Bulls are going to fall in the draft and end up picking Jarrett Culver. And then we actually like researched Jarrett Culver, so we knew what the fuck we were talking about. And turns out he's not as bad as we were making him out to be.
No, actually. He is top 10 in the league in defensive box plus minus. He is super long out there. He like, look at this dude. He's got a Tony Snell body. Which I hate Tony Snell, but like that's a good NBA body to have.
The problem with him, as you pointed out, was
his shot.
His shot is fine in terms of
overall like, mechanics.
Well, the problem with the mechanics is that every catch and shoot he has, he brings the ball down to like his waist and then goes up. So he'll catch it like at shoulder level, bring it down to his waist, and then he'll go up. And it's just the shot is way too slow. If he's going off the dribble, he's a lot more effective because the ball is already at his waist because he's coming off the dribble. So I think that's something that he's going to have to figure out if he wants to be an effective shooter in the NBA. He's more of a slasher defensive guy. But, I mean, he can score, as we saw yesterday. Against Iowa State, he had 31 on like 12 of 16 shooting. I'm not sure he's a great fit with the Bulls because he would be doing a lot of catch and shoot stuff on the Bulls. And again, that's not his strength. He's more of
I think he's a guy, as I was just saying before, I think he's one of those guys where if you ended up drafting him, that's where you would probably want to start him. Because I don't want to see him out with like the other long forwards out there with like Chandler Hutchison and people like that on the bench. So I mean,
wouldn't you rather have him coming off the bench because he has to have the ball in his hands more?
I don't think he has. I think he plays. I watched his game against Iowa State yesterday. He was playing. So it was Texas Tech versus Iowa State. He had what did he have, like 31 points or something like that? And it wasn't like a, oh my God, this dude is just like spamming the shit out of the offense. It was like a slow, progressive 38 points where it wasn't like, or 31 points, where like he was playing really well off the ball. A little catch and shoot game there. He was facilitating a little bit. That's another thing about him is from the, like the wing, he plays the shooting guard. He has 3.6 assists per game in the NCAA, which, I mean, in less minutes than you would be playing in, you know, the pros. That's a pretty good plus from his position to be able to...
It's not bad if you end up with him. It's not ideal. But, right. You know, if the Bulls drop to 6 or 7... and they end up with him. I mean, he's got an NBA body. He's not going to be...
Yeah.
He's probably better than Hutchison.
Right. He's averaging 18 points a game, 1.2 steals. And some of the biggest pluses on him, on his strengths, is like defensive win shares, defensive rating, defensive box plus minus, win shares overall, defensive rebounds from the two spot. He's averaging 6 rebounds, and most of those are defensive. He's... actually not a bad player at all. And he's actually on the screen right now.
Yeah, they're talking about him on NBCSN. So.
But yeah, I mean, slow release, that shit's going to get blocked in the NBA. He does an okay job of separating himself on the shot. But, I mean, what do you think overall? Are you going to be mad if we do draft him?
Yeah. Because that means we fell.
Yeah.
Let's
while we're on Tankathon, let's do a mock right now. One time simulation, everyone knows the rules.
All right.
RJ Barrett at number 3, cuz Ja Morant went to the Suns at number 2. Zion Williamson went to the Timberwolves. Great. Fantastic.
Oh, that would be so sad for the Timberwolves. Well, I mean, not for the first like 5 years or whatever his contract is, but when he leaves. Oh, man. So
we got some questions coming in. Thoughts on Hutch going into next year from Mike?
To me, Hutch is in the same category as... what's his dick? The guy who was injured all year. My brain is not working. I've been drinking for 3 days. The dude who was injured all year with the ankle. The shooting small forward.
Denzel?
Yeah. He's in the same category as Denzel.
But he's a much different player.
Yeah, but it's like...
He's more of like an active defensive player, where Denzel's more of like a catch and shoot or like, you know, pull up three in transition.
I can't believe I couldn't remember Denzel's name. But, I know. But he's like...
I haven't seen Denzel in like a year.
He's in the same category as like, I'm not sure that he's part of the future.
Right.
I'm not really sure what... I mean, if he can give you something, great. But
I mean,
I'm
if
not...
we do make some draft day trade, him and Denzel are probably a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. And maybe...
Good hustle guy. Like, I mean, I see him... I mean, if he grows to what he could be, I see him being like a really important piece on a bench mob. I don't really see him being a starter for the Bulls. I don't think ever, unless it's just a fill-in for a day or two.
Right. We got any other questions?
Yeah, do the top 5 free agents that we need. Taj number 1. That's my number 1.
why are you so high on Taj?
Why am I so high on Taj? Because of I just think because of the presence he brings, he can still play, he can still go in and get you like off the bench like 8 and 6 or something like that. Efficiently. And I just think he's a really big leader. Ever since he was a rookie on the Bulls, he's just been a huge like talker on defense. He's just been really solid. I think you made a point, even in Joakim Noah's Defensive Player of the Year, you thought Taj Gibson was the best defensive player on that team. And I don't think he's really declined from that. I think he's pretty much been the same player throughout his whole career. That's the most consistent guy I've seen as far as like day in and day out, grind it out, hustle dude, that I've seen in my lifetime.
Well, if we're looking at the top free agents of next year...
He said, do not say KD or Clay, shit, you dig.
Yeah. like there's a category of free agents that, like, yeah, it'd be great to get these guys, but it's not going to happen. Kevin Durant is one. Kawhi Leonard has a player option for the Raptors. Kyrie Irving as a player option. I think he's going to New York with KD probably. Klay Thompson, I don't really think he's going to go anywhere. Jimmy Butler as a player option, I pass.
Did you hear Jimmy Butler spark some fan craze by saying, like, I still love it here. Chicago's my home. And then he said they got a really good thing going on. I love watching the Bulls.
What if it was just a long con from Jimmy Butler, like getting himself traded, and like
to like get players to back? Get
players.
We yeah. Remember we had a whole podcast about, like, not a whole podcast, but the podcast was titled Jimmy Butler Sleeper Agent.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went on my conspiracy theory about how Jimmy Butler is like was sent to like other like prominent young cores to blow up their young core.
Just feed players to the Bulls. Well, here's an interesting one. Kemba Walker.
No.
You don't want him?
No.
Kristaps Porzingis, probably going to re-sign. Tobias Harris is unrestricted. He's probably, from what I've heard, he's going to re-sign with the Sixers. Chris Middleton with the Bucks.
I don't think we need him. I think he'd be a nice player to have, but I don't think, I mean, with Otto Porter, there's no reason to go get him.
I think, like, every year the Bulls will sign. It seems like the last couple years the Bulls are signing players that just completely ruin the development of the young players. They'll sign a Dwayne Wade or they'll sign
I don't think they're going to do that this year. I don't think there's any world where they could possibly do that this year.
Al Horford has a player option.
No.
You don't want Al Horford? He's a good player.
No.
Why not?
Why do I want, like, a 34-year-old center?
Oh. That's pretty much it. I mean, well, that's,
okay,
that's
so
all
top
free had.
Agents for the Bulls. I say number one, Taj.
Yeah, I mean,
do you like Derek? I've mentioned whatever they do at the point guard. So if they get a point guard in the draft, or if they don't get a point guard in the draft, I almost think they need to sign. You hear Patrick Beverley's name a lot. What do you think about Patrick Beverley and the Bulls?
I would like that. I mean, they need bench depth right now because you can't trot out Felicio and fucking Shaq Harrison. No. I think the bench is going to look much, much, much different next year.
The bench is going to have Robin Lopez. So, unlike what you said, Robin Lopez is going straight to the bench. And, I mean, even if I think they're going to have a much better bench next year. But I still think that's one thing where Robin Lopez can just spam the shit out of second unit centers.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. He needs to get more minutes than what he was getting earlier
this season. Right, and he will, because Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker aren't going to be there.
Right.
But if you roll out, like, a bench unit with Taj and Robin Lopez down low, I mean, that's about as good as you can get on the second unit as far as front court.
Jeremy Lamb's going to be a free agent.
Somebody call Ron. Get him on the phone right now.
Let's see. I mean, I'm looking through, like, team by team. There's really not a whole lot going on here.
Darren Collison's another guy. Derrick Rose is a name you hear a lot. What do you think about Derrick Rose back on the Bulls?
I don't like it. It's just too much. Like, I mean, if you're going to relegate him to the bench, maybe. I mean, I don't want to take the ball out of Zach's hands. I don't want to take the ball out of Lowry's hands.
There's also, like,
he doesn't stretch the floor, so it's like,
There's also, like, the point that he, I mean, like, every, like, fourth game, like, he's stringing consistent minutes, consistent games together, but it seems like he just has to, like, sit out, like, once every, like, five games, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that'll be tough to build consistency out of. I mean, even if he plays, you know, 60 games here, it's not, I mean, it's not in a consistent fashion, so I love D. Rose, and I really do hope at one point he can retire a Bull. But I do think we have different, more enticing options out there. I would not be mad if we got Derrick Rose this offseason. But again, I think the role would have to be really defined. And I think he's going to command a decent amount of money somewhere.
Yeah, I do too. I'm looking. I mean, Joakim's going to be a free agent.
Yeah, but I think Robin Lopez, you know, more than likely,
a younger, sort of better version.
Yeah, more than likely, Robin Lopez is coming back, and I think that's, like, an area where I think that negates the possibility of Joakim coming back, which is sad, but, like, I don't mind.
Lou Aldang is going to be a free agent.
I'm okay.
Let's see who else here. Yeah, I mean, what's the Bulls' number one need in free agency?
Veteran. Veteran presence.
So we need...
we need dog veterans to come in and lead these guys.
How do you feel about...
J.R. Smith.
J.J. Redick's going to be a free agent.
I think he's going to get... I mean, depending on what Philly does, if they try to re-sign Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, I don't think they're going to be able to afford J.J. Redick. Or maybe even if they re-sign one of them. But I think one team out there, maybe the Lakers, depending on what they do, is going to offer him an inflated one-year deal.
What do you feel about how do you feel about Seth Curry for Portland? He's going to be a unrestricted free agent.
I thought when they were trying to quote unquote retool around Jimmy Butler, and you really wanted to get shooters around that guy, and they went ahead and did the opposite of that. I think that I always thought that Seth Curry was a guy that you should go out and get because he was a really efficient shooter.
Even better than Seth Curry, what about Danny Green?
Danny Green, I mean, that's a guy that's like Denzel Valentine on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at that point, like, you trade Denzel for something. But Danny Green would be a great guy to have. You know, if we were able to get him, that'd be phenomenal. But I think he's going to want to go more towards a contender, which I think we'll be a playoff team next year, but I don't think we'll be considered a contender maybe for another 2 years.
For the Wizards, Trevor Ariza is going to be unrestricted.
I think, so what he did last year, he signed with the Suns thinking they were going to be a breakout team.
Did not work out.
And it just did not work out. So I think he's going to be too scarred from that to consider the Bulls. Otherwise, yeah, I'd say that'd be great.
Well, those are the names that jumped out to me.
Yeah.
I'm about to have a fucking diabetic episode here from this beer. My face is burning. So what else do we want to do? Do we want to send Omer an email?
Let's do that. All right. So Omer, we have Omer Ashik's Gmail account. So do you want to pull up our email?
Yeah, I got it.
We are going to craft Omer Ashik an email. So let's start.
What's his email?
Here, just start crafting the email. I'll find you the
subject
address.
Line. What's up, Omer?
All right. You gonna jump back to the email address?
Sure.
It is Asik, Asik, Omer, 33@gmail.com.
@gmail.
Nobody else do this, okay? .com. We're gonna be pen pals with Omer Asik.
All right, subject line. I have what's up, Omer.
All right, go.
Should we do something that like he'll respond to, like urgent business opportunity?
Yes.
Okay.
Should we catfish him?
No, this is gonna go straight into his spam folder. There's no way he's gonna see this.
Give me a beer.
All right. All right. What's our end game here?
We just want to become pen pals with him.
What's up, Omer?
No. Dearest Omer.
Okay. Dearest Omer. I feel like we should change the subject. Be like, podcast. No, big fans. Big fans. Okay. Dearest Omer. I am
Bully Pulpit.
I am writing to you.
To you with sincerest regards.
What does that even mean?
We just need to make it formal.
Dearest Omer, I am writing to you with the sincerest regards. That doesn't even make any sense.
I don't care.
What's our end game? What are we trying to get from him?
Do you want? We just want him to write us back. How are you doing?
How are you doing? We miss seeing you in a
red jersey.
In a red jersey. What does Robin Lopez
have on you?
Smell like?
How is your relationship with your father?
Robin Lopez smell like? No, we're not gonna rip off Sonny. Does he really hate mascots? Who's your favorite NBA player?
No. Who's your favorite Power Ranger?
Who's your favorite Power Ranger? The white one. Who's your favorite Power Ranger? Do you ever read Animorphs? Those books were...
Is dope.
Fire emoji. What else?
I'm gonna go into fucking cardiac arrest over here.
Why didn't the Bulls play you more? You're much better than Felicio. He plays like
booty.
Booty. All right, what else? Should we ask him for a signed jersey?
Yes. Two. No, we need three signed jerseys. One for me, one for you, and one to give out to a lucky fan.
Can you send us... can you send us three...
large jerseys.
Signed... jerseys. Three signed large jerseys. This is great podcast content, by the way. We're out of fucking ideas. By the way, rate us 5 stars on iTunes. I should say that to Omer, too. By the way, if you have some time, please rate us 5 stars. On iTunes
podcast or Apple podcast
on Apple podcasts,
and feel free to join us as a guest someday,
and feel free to join us as a guest,
say just text us, but don't give him our number.
Text us, kissing emoji.
He's not going to send us those jerseys now.
Kissing emoji, your friends, Gary and Steve.
You're Steve now?
Yeah, send.
All right, now we wait.
Now we wait. Now we play the waiting game. You gonna fill out a bracket this year?
I don't know.
We should do a bracket pool.
You gonna do a bracket pool with our fans?
Yeah, with our 7 fans.
Ugh. Who do you got going number one? You think Duke's gonna make it? Zion will be back for the tournament.
No, I think they're gonna get knocked out.
Dude, how fucking nuts would it be if John Morant and Murray State played Duke in like the first or second round?
That would be cool.
I pretty much like think like the NCAA needs to do that. Rig that shit.
All right, do we got anything else?
I don't think so, to be honest. This is kind of like a weird week. All right, we'll let you know if Omar Ashik emails us back. This is the Bully Pulpit Podcast. You got any soundboard clips for us?
Yeah, we'll
to play us out.
We'll leave you on this. By the way, do go on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and give us a little rate, little review. And we will leave you on, what do we got?
Goodbye, everybody.